The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So brinksmanship or symbolism? The Palestinians want to formally ask for recognition as a state from the United Nations. The U.S. has been trying to prevent it. The Israelis oppose it. Nevertheless, President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinians is pushing forward with his plan. Abbas had a face-to-face meeting with President Obama last night. Nothing changed his mind, and neither did this public call by President Obama to focus on direct talks, not the United Nations.
Peace will not come through statements and resolutions at the United Nations. If it were that easy, it would have been accomplished by now. Ultimately, it is the Israelis and the Palestinians who must live side by side. Ultimately, it is the Israelis and the Palestinians, not us, who must reach agreement on the issues that divide them.
Joining us now is Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. He's currently advising the Israeli delegation here in New York. Ambassador Gold, good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of people have said, and some of them Israeli officials, some of them American officials, that a UN designation of statehood is meaningless. It doesn't deal with the facts on the ground. If that is the case, why does Israel oppose it?
Well, let's deal with two issues. First of all, you know, everyone's saying that Mahmoud Abbas is coming to New York to declare a Palestinian state at the UN. Well, you know, in terms of international procedure, do you declare new states at the UN? I mean, look at the recent new countries, Kosovo, South Sudan, East Timor. It's not done that way. So he's basically trying to obtain UN membership, even though he doesn't yet have a state. So there's a fundamental problem here for the whole international community, regardless of the sympathy to the Palestinians. Now, the second issue, which is more pertinent to Israel specifically, is that we don't have the language of his resolution that he's going to put on the table. But it's pretty clear to everybody that he's going to demand the 1967 lines, which were never an international border. All our understandings with the Palestinians were based on a fundamental proposition that the borders had to be negotiated between us. We have a right to defensible borders. They want to push us back to the lines from which we were attacked in the Six-Day War. That is unacceptable, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has said in the U.S. Congress, these are indefensible lines.
But Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, I mean, no one believes that the UN can enforce any set of borders without direct talks with the Israelis and the Palestinians. So why not just go along with this? You still have to do the negotiations.
Well, you know, there's a big problem here because basically what the Palestinians have set up doing and what Mahmoud Abbas has set up doing, every time there's a disagreement with us, he wants to run to the United Nations. Is that the way you have a negotiation? I mean, look at all the negotiations that existed in the last decade or so, or 20 years, that brought about a resolution of conflict. Take, for example, the Dayton Accord that ended the war in Bosnia. Do people run to the UN every Tuesday and Thursday? We have got to put a stop to this so that we can get to real negotiations. Mahmoud Abbas does not want to negotiate with us. He wants to run to international institutions. And that's why we have to make clear this is unacceptable. Finally, just one other point. The Oslo Accords, which we signed with the Palestinians, specifically state that you can't change the status of these territories outside of the context of negotiations. So we see this as a major violation of his agreements. And if we're to obtain a new agreement with the Palestinians, like a final peace agreement, we have to know that these tricks are not going to be done in the future.
Well, we're speaking to Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, and he's currently advising the Israeli delegation here in New York for the meeting of the General Assembly. So let me ask you, if, as you say earlier, the states are made outside the confines of the UN, is it possible that Mahmoud Abbas is simply trying to jumpstart those negotiations which have been stalled and frankly, for years, not successful?
Well, first of all, I know that Palestinian spokesmen are running around the United States saying, we've negotiated for 20 years and we got nothing. Well, if you go back to 1993, when we signed the first Oslo Agreement on the White House lawn, the PLO was a terrorist organization. All its people were in Tunis, thousands of miles from Israel or the West Bank. They have since that time come back into the West Bank, into the Gaza Strip. They have set up governing institutions. Our army has pulled back. Today, if you take a drive from Hebron in the southern West Bank up to Jenin, except for the entry and exit of Jerusalem, you'll find maybe two inspection points. In other words, the whole situation has completely changed, and to just simply assert that they've gotten nothing from negotiations maybe builds up support for their case, but it's simply untrue.
Could you speak for a moment, Dory Gold, to someone who maybe doesn't know the details of history but is looking at the situation, say a Palestinian teenager who lives outside of the territories, who says, well, why can't the UN give us a state? The UN designated Israel a state in 1949.
Well, the United Nations actually made a recommendation back in November of 1947 for British Mandatory Palestine to be divided between a Jewish state and an Arab state. The Jewish community in Palestine at the time accepted the British proposal, the UN proposal. The British withdrew, but the Palestinians and the Arab states opposed it and invaded the nascent state of Israel. So, you know, what's true as today is that the Israeli leadership has said, yes, we're willing to have a Palestinian state next to us, but we've got to work out the borders. There are security implications for us that are very severe, and you should understand that. Sit down with us face to face, and we'll work it out.
So let's take a listen to Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, who spoke yesterday after the president's speech before the United Nations General Assembly.
Standing your ground, taking this position of principle, which is also, I think, the right position to achieve peace, I think this is a badge of honor. And I want to thank you for wearing that badge of honor, and also to express my hope that others will follow your example, Mr. President.
Prime Minister Netanyahu expressing some warmth there to President Obama after the speech, declaring that the Palestinians should withdraw their declaration or a request for statehood from the United Nations. Does this mean that all the tension between Netanyahu and President Obama is over with, is in the past?
Well, I think when President Obama was elected and Prime Minister Netanyahu was elected, they came into office with different conceptions about what makes the Middle East tick. And that did create certain frictions, but I think we were way past that period of time, and they show an ability to work together closely, and I think Israel's very appreciative of the principled stand that President Obama took at the UN, saying no to unilateralism, no to running to the UN, and yes to a negotiated settlement between Israelis and Palestinians, between Israel and the Arab world, in face-to-face talks.
An Israeli perspective on the situation unfolding at the United Nations. Dory Gold currently advising the Israeli delegation, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
My pleasure.